It has been a shitty week and a half, 2 weeks now, maybe. I don't know. But I saw these questions posted on the thread the other day, and excuse me, it just seemed like it could maybe be a good mental exercise, I guess. So, 50 questions that can change your life. At least one of which I will not be answering. Probably more than one, but yeah, this first one I'm only coming up with like smart ass answers for it, so I'm just gonna skip it. Excuse me. I should pull the fucking page back up so I know what I'm doing. Okay, so starting with number 2. Which is worse, failing or never trying? It depends on how much of a fuck I give about whatever the thing in question is. For example, answering question number 1 of this thing. I'm not really that fussed over it, so I don't know. It's kind of unbothered by it. Just whatever. It's just a thing. As for stuff that my desire to do them comes from, like, deep within myself and it originated with me, or things that, you know, the idea for it came from elsewhere, came from, like, outside, and I just vibe with it well and get on board with it, then yeah, it, never trying is definitely worse. That would just drive me fucking bonkers, batshit crazy to have to look back and wonder. And just to never find out. Or to never have, even if you still, yeah, you can try and still never find out, but it's a little bit easier to swallow that one, I guess, if you at least did try and did what you could, so, but yeah, I hate not knowing, I hate not, just not getting to find out.
What?
All right, come here.
Come on, I was gonna get up, but come here.
Number 3, if life is so short, why do we do so many things we don't like and like so many things we don't do?
Well, not all of the things that are required to make sure life doesn't, you know, stop are kind of like boring or tedious or just downright shitty, like maintenance things or... Well, come here. Yeah, just because some of the things that we don't like are required so that we can continue on getting a chance to not like them, basically. But also because how else are we going to have opportunities for the cool shit to happen and to get involved in them and to experience them? So, yeah. Come here. Cupid. As for, well, the second part, as for liking so many things we don't do. I don't know, man. Could be any number of reasons. If it's, shit. If it's something like, you know, like a sport or like fucking watching something about traveling, just any kind of spectator thing, then, well, I mean, you're spectating, so you are doing, so, like, fuck off, but, if it's things that I don't know, like, it's, blah. I don't even know where I'm going with this. If we don't do them, how the fuck do we know we like them? I think that's basically what I'm getting at. Because, like, if it's a sport or something, then you're fucking, you like to watch it, so that's what you do. You fucking watch it. If it's like the other side of that, and it's stuff that we have done, and we know that we like it, and we don't do it, I don't know, it could be any number of reasons, insufficient resources, be that time, money, if there are, like, tools associated with whatever it is, or transportation, just any, whatever resources, another person to do it with, if it's like a, you know, two-person deal or like a multi-person deal or whatever. And if it's just up to you and it doesn't need to be any, like, there's no other extra stuff that needs to be taken into consideration and you still don't do it. I mean, fear or laziness are the only two that I'm really... fear or laziness, probably. And I'm lumping, you know, anxiety and apprehension, just like any, all that kind of stuff, like the little details you can get into about that. I'm kind of just lumping that all in under fear, but I guess there's one other. I guess you could not do it because you don't want it to, like, if there a new restaurant opens up nearby or something and you just love it, you know you're gonna be, like, burned out on it if you go there all the time, so you don't go as often so that it won't, you know, like that kind of, meh. Alright, I'm so done with this question. 4. When it's all said and done, will you have said more than you've done? Meh. Not a huge talker, so probably not. But maybe. Probably. I don't fucking know. What do you think, kitten? Yeah. I agree. 5. What is the one thing you'd most like to change about the world? Layout. Well, I mean, this, okay, it would have to, this would end up, like, screwing, or not, like, screwing things up, but, like, just needing everything to, never mind. Any fucking change that you make to the world is going to change the entire fucking world. Just by nature, necessity, whatever. My mind isn't all here, apparently. I apologize, but let me see. Focus for this, like a, resources, that'll work. The way that we are, the way that life on this planet works in terms of resources that it uses and that it consumes, how those resources get renewed, as well as what happens to them when they are consumed, I would change that. I would make it so that, consuming them is what engenders their renewal. And it's at like a, you know, like an appreciable rate. It's not like a, because I mean, obviously shit already, I mean, that is technically how shit already works, kind of, but it would be more, much more pronounced, much faster. Like those fucking hybrid cars where when you step on the brakes, it like recharges your battery for you a tiny little bit. Like, shit, you know, that kind of concept, but just blanket applied to everything. And the reasoning behind it is just how we all interact and how that would change if it were not so much about the necessary, you know, from like a biological standpoint at least, necessary competition for resources. Because that, I don't know, that's kind of one of those like base foundational driving things behind human nature. And yeah, biologically, it is a necessity. I mean, you have to look out for you and take care of yourself and make sure that you stay alive. And if resources are finite or resources are yeah, you get where I'm going. But it seeps into everything. You know, it goes beyond the biological need to keep yourself physically well and alive and to, you know, pass your genes on and make sure they stay whatever and like look out for your own and all that stuff. But like those things are just like physical. I mean, yeah, it all plays into it or plays into each other and this stuff's all connected, but just attitudes among people, I think, could be a lot different, and it could be an improvement, I think. I mean, it's could all suck, of course, but I don't know, it's interesting to think about what could be achieved if it were a unified, like, cooperative effort, I guess, or attitude. And like, yeah, that, you know, anything big that gets accomplished is accomplished exactly that way now, of course, but it always seems to be, there's as much effort in accomplishing the thing as there is in rallying people together to accomplish it sometimes. I mean, not always, but it would just be neat if it wasn't like, hey, here's a good idea. Okay, we should all probably do this and agree to do this and work together to like help each other do this and make sure that it happens and whatever. And if like that process was just kind of automated, you know? I don't think I'm explaining this well, but yeah. It's just if shit were, if the assurance was there that whatever our own like fundamental needs are, and you know, like the passing on your genes crap and the like all that stuff, if it were understood that that was just kind of a given, that that would all be taken care of and that would all be, I mean, not taking care of, like taking care of for you, but that you wouldn't have, like you just don't have to like fight tooth and nail and fucking whatever, like to ensure that that happens. I mean, just, I don't know, just think of all the fucking shit that we could, I can't even fucking conceive all the kind of crap that we would end up doing if more time and energy could be devoted to that and less stress taking away from stuff like that over... that you have to do to make sure that everything's all right. And beyond that, getting out of the biology crap and into like the societal, cultural, whatever aspects. Vulnerability isn't something that people are I don't know, we don't seem to do well with vulnerability. We're not great about showing it. When it is shown, we're not always great about not being bastards about it and like breaking it somehow or making the shower wish he or she had never shown it, or just, yeah. So, just all that kind of stress, all that stress about how every, like, I'm not trying to imply that, like, everybody's out to get everybody else. It's not that. It's more just that everybody is out for him or herself. And again, that is a necessity of sorts. So, yeah, but it would be, seems like it'd be cool if things were a little bit less like that. And yeah, I'm basically saying we should all be fucking hippies and love each other, but fuck you. If happiness was the national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? Cuddles. Yep. Yep. Cuddles. Cuddles never fail to make me happy. Seven, are you doing what you believe in, or are you settling for what you are doing? I don't know. I don't have a good answer for this one. Not to say that it's a bad answer, and I don't want to say it because it's a bad answer, or like anything like that. I just, like, nothing's really coming to mind. Eight, if the average human lifespan was 40 years, how would you live your life differently? I'd probably still dread it and just be more frantic about that. To what degree have you actually controlled the course your life has taken? Like 132 degrees to starboard. Yeah. 10. Are you more worried about doing things right or doing the right things? Not much difference. I think I'm split pretty evenly between those. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking no. Yeah, I'm just, well, let's just go with that. I'm just split between them evenly. 11, you're having lunch with three people you respect and admire. They all start criticizing a close friend of yours, not knowing she is your friend. The criticism is distasteful and unjustified. What do you do? Well, internally, internally, the image of like a big, angry junkyard dog is coming to mind, who's all growly and shit and not so much aggressive as protective and, you know, all like, get the fuck off my territory now or I'ma fucking cut you. That's coming to mind, and that feels pretty, it feels about right. So, but externally, externally, I would tactfully and without allowing the inner butthurt to spew forth. Depending on what it was that they were saying, you know, like whatever each thing was, just kind of go and either pick out the major ones or, you know, if it's just like a few things, like go point by point. And if it's like really fucking nasty, probably throw in like a, hey, that's kind of a fucked up thing to say, don't you think? And yeah, whatever. And then whatever the things, like the topics or whatever that they were touching upon, they're bitching about or being fags about, I would go and explain or assert why that's not the fucking case. And like, yeah, of course, this sounds like it's probably more subjective opinion stuff than like objective fact. And so probably like throw in a line. I mean, it's like, it's hard to fucking figure out what you'd say without knowing what's being said, but you know, could like throw in a line about everybody's entitled to their opinions, but fuck you. No. I don't know exactly what I would say. I can't. I'm like trying to wrap my head around that one, and it's hard to do, but I think the question is basically getting at, would you speak up or would you stay quiet? And I absolutely would fucking speak up. I would do it like, I would be, I don't know if graceful is the right word, but there's nothing else coming to mind, so I'm just gonna go with that. Excuse me. I would try to be as graceful about it as I could. And, I mean, I wouldn't leave there having made any enemies or anything like that. But I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, that just, it, yeah. Stuff like that doesn't sit well with me, and I wouldn't be able to just leave it. So, although I'm fucking wondering, this is a weird question, because people that you respect and admire generally aren't the kind of people to, like, shit-talk other people like that for whatever reasons, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, exceptions to everything, so, eh. Twelve. If you could offer a newborn child only one piece of advice, what would it be? Gross. Don't forget to bring a towel. 13. Would you break the law to save a loved one? More than likely, yes. 14. Have you ever seen Insanity where you later saw creativity? It's always creativity. 15, what's something you know you do differently than other people, or than most people? I don't think I do anything differently than most people, really. Fucking potato waffles. Bullshit, though. I guarantee somebody else does that. I'm I don't think I'm alone here in saying that I've often felt like I don't totally fit in with the people around me. I think a lot of us who frequent this website feel that way. But we're all fucking people. I mean, that's the thing that... No matter how isolated you feel, or misunderstood you feel, or alienated, or any of that, I find it really, really hard to believe that that means that you actually are that misunderstood or that alienated or isolated, and that there's nobody else out there like that who could relate to you or who you could relate to, or, you know? I mean, it's just because there's not anybody in your immediate surroundings, be they, you know, like tangible, physical, geographical location, or digital, virtual, like, avenues or whatever, just because you've not met many of them, or any of them, if that's the case, doesn't mean that they're not out there. So, yeah, I don't know. There isn't a something that I know I do differently than most people. Because it's just, I don't know, we're all fucking people. How come the things that make you happy don't make everyone happy? Because nothing makes everyone fucking happy. Fucking hell. Okay, I shouldn't say that. Like, yeah, sometimes on like a relatively small scale, and that I've ever seen, only ever for a short or like predetermined or predefined set of time or length of time, whatever. Yeah, everybody can be made happy by whatever happens or whatever the outcome of a given thing is. Yes, kitten. But yeah, nothing. Keeping everybody happy all the time is just, it's not a thing that happens. You can try if you want to. You're eventually gonna get to a point where you either have to acknowledge that you're not gonna make everyone happy no matter what you do. And just buck the fuck up and accept that and figure out what you want to do, or what, who you're okay with not making happy, I guess is what it comes down to. So, yeah, you can either do that or refuse to even consider that as a possibility and just keep throwing yourself into trying anyway. And doubt that that would lead to a very good place. Cupid kitty. Where are we? What one thing have you not done that you really want to do? What's holding you back? Oh, shit.
running into stuff. I don't know, nothing's really coming to mind for this either. Are you holding on to something you need to let go of? Yeah. Fear, mostly. Yeah, fear, anxiety, guilt and shame, or guilt or shame, or whichever one, both, whatever, from not meeting expectations, both my own and those of people who I care about. And actually, some of the expectations themselves I probably am holding on to that I need to let go of. I think anybody out there would agree with me that it's not like a very quick and painless process of sorting through the shit that, just sorting through all the shit that builds up in your head and figuring out whether there are things that you care about because you actually really care about them, or things that you care about because you've always been told that you're supposed to. And I guess you're too young to think to question it when it was introduced to you, maybe. But for whatever reason, that's just what you've always thought, that you did care about it, and you just never really stopped to wonder or question that. So, yeah. I mean, I've sorted through some of that stuff. Like, I have a pretty good idea and understanding of who I am, but there's probably always going to be stuff that I've yet to uncover and yet to really sift through. But fear definitely. I'm a major fucking pansy. That would probably be the number one of what I'm holding on to that I need to let go of. If you had to move to a state or country besides the one you currently live in, where would you move and why? Somewhere that I've always wanted to visit. Because I still really want to visit there. Do you push the elevator button more than once? I have been known to, yes, if I'm in a hurry or feeling impatient or neither of the above, and I just don't have my phone in my hand and I'm not putting on lip gloss or shit like that. Yeah, I've been known to press it more than once. Do you really believe it makes the elevator faster? No, it's a quick, harmless little stress relief, frustration release thing, and it's telling the elevator to go fuck itself in the only language that it can understand. Would you rather be a worried genius or a joyful simpleton? Oh, these questions suck. I hate these kind of questions. I'm not, yeah, fuck you. I hate these kind of questions. 22. Why are you you? Stop asking me that. Why do you keep asking me that? Because pickles. Fuck, pickles sound good. 23. Have you been the kind of friend you want as a friend? Oh, I used to be. I used to be a great, great fucking friend. Nowadays, I hide myself away from the world too much to really be there for people as much as I once was. For sure. So. Yeah, I guess no, I'm not anymore. 24. Which is worse, when a good friend moves away or losing touch with a good friend who lives right near you? Second one. Yeah. 25. What are you most grateful for? Oh god, these questions are killing me. Such a bastard. The people in my life. Especially the ones. Well, I mean. The good people in my life, basically. All of whom have not given up on me somehow. Even, like, during the times when I've given up on myself. I guess I'm grateful for the bad people in my life, too. Because you learn something from everybody. And like this... wow, that probably sounds bitchy as hell. I'm not like... Like, it's not, it's not saying that, like, you know, the people who did give up on me are, like, the ones that I'm throwing into the bad category. Like, I mean, the people who... Like, the people in the bad category, they were never there for me or rooting for me or whatever to begin with. Yeah, just... I didn't realize how that sounded and figured I should clarify. But, the bad people, I guess I'm grateful for them too in a way, just because it's like the question about failing or never trying. Failing isn't as bad because you at least fucking learn something. And hell, with a number of things in life, failure is actually like requisite. It's part of the learning process. Alright, next one, 26. Would you rather lose all of your old memories or never be able to make new ones? Fuck you, I hate these questions. Yeah, for that question, the other one I skipped a few ago, and any others like this, the answer is neither, because they both fucking suck. Alright. 27. Is it possible to know the truth without challenging it first? No. No. Well. Oh yeah, I get to argue semantics with myself. This is always fun. I suppose it depends on whether by the word no, you mean to be secure in the knowledge
or to determine between truth or untruth. Because in determination, absolutely fucking not. And being secure in the knowledge, I mean, that's one of those things that you measure, like each individual has to measure that for themselves, I guess. I mean, that's not like an absolute statement. It's just, for the most part, like, what I'm getting at is, if you come to believe in something as being a truth, oh, and by truth, okay, I'll get to that one in a second. And you got to that belief through not like evidence to the contrary being ruled out, but through previously established credibility in either another person or a source of information or even your own, any number of things, past experience, intuition, then I think it's possible to, for you to say that you know something is the truth. Sometimes. But even then, it's fucking sketchy. Just fucking question everything. Just do it. Just, you know, you don't have to be a dick about it. You don't even have to, like, fucking make it known that you're doing it. But just for your own peace of mind, I find it better to question everything just because. Oh, and yeah, fuck it. When we say know the truth, is it like the truth about what is, or like the truth about what was? The distinction being just like a general how shit works, or a you know, like, recounting of events and, like, what went down and how and, you know, who, what, when, where, why, all that crap, so. But, yeah, I'm just gonna go to the next question. Bullshitted on that one enough. Not even gonna. 28, has your greatest fear ever come true? No. Kinda one time. 29, do you remember that time 5 years ago when you were extremely upset? Does it really matter now? Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten extremely upset if it wasn't that big of a deal. I don't know, it's kind of like duh statement, but I don't really like being upset. It kind of blows, and I'm not very good at it, as I imagine most people aren't, so. Yeah, I remember it all too well, and it still does matter, and has mattered, and has had an impact, so yeah. I don't know. Weird question. 30, what is your happiest childhood memory? What makes it so special?
This is like questions about favorites, which I'm always reluctant to answer because you can ask me the same question every day for a week and get a different answer. I don't know. I mean, there were like a number of good childhood memories. There's not any one that sticks out in my mind as being the best. But the one that's coming to mind right now is just a snapshot of water that's gone all like peacock feathery, rainbowy, like translucent, or not translucent, there's a word for this and I can never remember, like pearlescent maybe, or opalescent or some two-stroke motor engine oil gas mix stuff floating on top of water. I don't know, like it's I know where I was and I know what was like around me and stuff, but those aren't the parts that stick with me. I don't know how to put that part into words. Anyway, what makes it so special, but I don't know how to put that part into words. That's the part I'm struggling with right now. It's just a fond memory. It's a marker of many fond memories. 31, at what time in your recent past have you felt most passionate and alive? No, fuck you, that's gonna end in tears. Nope. 32, if not now, then when? All in due time. If you haven't achieved it yet, what do you have to lose? Whatever progress has been made thus far, if any has been made, and if it's something where no progress has been made yet, then, I guess it depends on, or is this, I'm not answering this in like a specific, like I don't have a specific it in mind. Yeah, we're just gonna stick with progress thus far. 34, have you ever been with someone, said nothing, and walked away feeling like you just had the best conversation ever? Connection, yes. Conversation, no. Excuse me, just because conversation good conversation leaves you with so many new avenues to explore and so many new things to wonder about and to figure out and to look into and to develop. And yeah, without the actual exchange of, or just somehow like those ideas being communicated. I'm like, yeah, I get it, the fucking, but okay, no, I don't think I've ever had that happen. I've had, a girlfriend of mine in high school, we used to be able to carry on conversations with each other with our mouths full. Like while we're eating, something would pop into one of our heads and we wouldn't bother to finish chewing and swallow before we started talking about it. And we were just fucking delighted the first few times that we fucking could understand what the other was saying around a mouth of food, usually without even opening the fucking, like opening our lips to try to form the words, like there's surprisingly little effort put into making the words intelligible, and they weren't by any means intelligible, but we, god damn it, we understood each other. And once that discovery was made, we did it pretty fucking often, because god damn it, it was pretty fucking cool. So yeah. Where the fuck am I? 35. Why do religions that support love cause so many wars? Oh, don't get me started. Nope. 36. Is it possible to know without a doubt what is good and what is evil? To another one-man semantics argument. fuck. What? I mean, good and evil are fucking pretty relative and fairly subjective in themselves. It's not like a fact sort of thing. It's more of an opinion sort of thing. Although, that being said, there are a very, very, like, considerable number of things that most people's opinion is that they are either good or evil. But that doesn't make it fact, so. It's possible to believe, without a doubt, what is good and what is evil. Sure, I'll give you that much. Oh, hush. No, not right now. I don't wanna right now. No, I don't wanna. Go lay down. Yeah, over there. Where are we? 37. If you just won $1 million, would you quit your job? Hell no. 38. Would you rather have less work to do or more work you actually enjoy doing? Oh, definitely the second one. Ruff. 39. Do you feel like you've lived this day 100 times before? No, thank fuck. 40. When was the last time you marched into the dark with only the soft glow of an idea you strongly believed in? Shit, okay, well, for that, I don't know, I don't remember, but replace believed with curious, and this is kind of like a weekly thing for me, roughly. Yeah, I think I worry too much and I'm kind of too neurotic to not be at least somewhat careful. And I've never really been the reckless type, but I'm somewhat impulsive, I guess, at times with, you know, like in terms of like actions or whatever, but when it comes to ideas, yeah, that all goes out the fucking window. Anything that catches or fucking catches my eye, catches my mind, piques my curiosity, whatever the fuck you want to say, like, you gotta go fucking explore that, because, like, how can you not? Just, how can you not? Forty-one. If you knew that everyone you know was going to die tomorrow, who would you visit today? You should fucking bite me. This is okay. It's not like the would you rather questions, but it's close enough. Bite me. 42. Would you be willing to reduce your life expectancy by 10 years to become extremely attractive or famous? No. 43. What is the difference between being alive and truly living? could give you an exact time frame. Nope, this one's gonna end in tears too. 44. When is it time to stop calculating risk and rewards and just go ahead and do what you know is right? I'd say about, I'm not gonna give an exact, like, one exact time frame, but we'll say right before you have to ask yourself that question. 45. If we learn from our mistakes, why are we always so afraid to make a mistake? Because making a mistake is not really a pleasant experience, usually. Well, no, I mean, sometimes it can be fucking funny, or it can be like a happy accident, but the anticipation of it isn't something that anybody enjoys, so. Or we're just all a bunch of fucking pussies. I am. I don't know, I mean, I guess not everybody does learn from their mistakes, for one thing. Those who do don't always, for another. And yeah, like, making mistakes, it just, you feel like a jackass, and like, nobody really likes to feel like a jackass, so, yeah, this, I don't know, it's another kind of weird, like, derp question, but, meh. 46, what would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? I don't know that I would necessarily do that much differently, but more, I would not be so, I guess, just afraid to let others see it, or afraid to get involved with others as much or more or whatever. Be more willing to, like, open up about myself and who I am, like, where I've come from and what I've done and what I've, like, what my goals are and what, just all that kind of shit that makes up a person. Yeah. I don't know, it's weird because, like, what are you guys whining about? It's not, like, food time. It's not, it's just, no, stop. Woof! Bow! Listen. Oh, yeah, like, it's strange because yeah, no, I don't want to even get into all that. That's just yeah, there's something I would do differently. I would continue what I was about to say about, discussing, like, my own insecurities, I guess. Or just, yeah, so there's something. 47. When was the last time you noticed the sound of your own breathing? This is another thing that's a fairly frequent occurrence with me. Between the asthma and allergies. And the, I mean, the asthma, it's brought on by allergies. Like, it's not just, I don't know, I kind of suck at breathing and always have, but yeah, between the asthmas, the allergies, the fucking smokes, and, like, within or since the last, what is it, like, just over a year now, with the recording stuff, yeah, oh, and fucking, yoga, too, I mean, that's, like a big part of it, But yeah, between all those things, awareness of breath is something that I'm very familiar with. So, yeah. I don't remember the exact last time that I became aware of my own breathing. And in fact, I should be aware of it right now, because that question just... that should have... Damn. Oops. I feel like I did that one wrong. Yeah. Okay. Um. 48. What do you love? Have any of your recent actions openly expressed this love? Yeah. Yeah. 49. In 5 years from now, will you remember what you did yesterday? What about the day before that? The day before that. Let's see, there's a good fucking chance, yeah. 50. Decisions are being made right now. The question is, are you making them for yourself, or are you letting others make them for you? Not all of them, of course, but the big ones, the important ones, the ones that, I mean, I guess in a way it's, or it can be easier to let others make them, but I don't know, that's no way to, like, it's your life, you have to live your own life. And others have to live theirs. You can't. Yeah. I'm just getting all mopey and shit now. So, this is going to be the end of that. Yeah. Woo! Hey. Say something so we can end this on a happy note. Say meow. Please. She's just looking at me, alright. Meow! Yay! Good job, kitty! That was totally the cat and not me. Woohoo!